John, how they work the hell out of you yesterday?
Oh, I didn't even see you.
Come on in, sir.
They didn't work the hell out of us. How are you?
So why don't you sit here? You better.
All right.
Generally, we're kind of there with such beautiful women.
It really is tremendous. It's just
to put it out. POW, you know, we're going to have 1,300 of them.
Boy, is that what this for?
Yeah,
24.
Yeah, come on, I'll take a look at that. Yeah, wait, that'd be 1,300 total, you see, if you feel that man, his wife, and every man in my house.
That's right, that's right. You should be a wife and mother.
Just go down there and sort of relax a little.
We do that.
Relax a little. How far would that be, or how much?
What?
4 minutes.
Quarter.
See, the point is, quarter of the airplane and the helicopter's address.
It's, say an hour.
We're so used to doing that, that I think that would be a, might be a nicer thing, because I don't, you see, I have a lot of friends in Dallas, I wouldn't want to, I could stay in a house.
No, you could stay in a house.
A hotel might present a problem, but, let's see.
No, we go.
Well, coming back to the subject A and so forth, let me say that, Al gave me a good fill on some of the things which I appreciate your talking to me. Did you get Ash to find it?
Yes, I talked to Roy at the same time I talked to Al.
Ash is in that meeting.
Yes.
With Wade.
Yes.
So, either I heard it, I have not seen, and Roy didn't see him this afternoon. And did you talk to Schultz?
Yes.
And, so forth. Well, let me come to the front of the major point that I think that you're, with regard to, there's nothing that I believe could be the, you know, more useful than what you call it. And so forth, of course, the whole urban thing, it's very good.
Sure.
Well, the problem is, John, people. Now, goddamn it, if you could find some people, that's another. Now, let me talk to you quite candidly, if I can. This is just between us about, say, what I have in mind. I didn't want to talk in Florida, but I want you to have in mind. What has to happen? And this must not go to Al.
No.
I suggest you would
go nowhere.
You know what I mean? I don't mean that I don't trust you. I have a plan. But I said before you couldn't move, and I'll tell you why you can't. We got a hell of a deal cooking for Russians, and they ain't about gas. State Department doesn't know anything about it. It's a renunciation of the use of nuclear weapons. It'll be a bombshell like nobody's business. We've already cleared the son of a bitch with the British and the Chinese and so forth. So in other words, it's something that is, this is the first time it's ever been mentioned as a thing except with Henry and me, and of course with Teddy, he's aware that we're working on it, and Cho and I through a correspondence. Now, the Russian summit will also include four other very major initiatives, SALT, possibly something in the East. What our aim there is to try to get the bastards to agree to some general principles. If they and we agree to some general principles, then we are going to squeeze the Israelis. I am going to squeeze the Israelis. And they will have to squeeze the Egyptians to make an entry site until the general principles can be worked out. Now, there's never going to be a general principle ever worked out. Those two sides are never going to agree. That's the scheme. That's going to be checked. Henry is meeting, lead up to him, meeting the Egyptian over the day. Now, that carries us through the 1st of July. If I realize they need big announcements and moves at the present time, anything at the present time that rocks that boat will screw that up royally. It's got to go through. In other words, I've got to get through the Russian summit, which will be June 28th is the last day. After the Russian summit, I am then in a position to take a look at the whole card. Now, you've got two players here. And the two players are Kissinger and Rogers. Rogers is no problem. Bill's a good soldier. In terms of that, he hasn't been, as we know, the strongest fellow in some of these clutches, but he's a decent man. Intended to leave in June anyway. Right. He's taking his Latin American trip now. He will have to be here for the Russian summit because I can't prepare somebody. You know, these talks about that interview, you don't run it in a week,
right.
If not a month. So he'll be there to do the sideshow talks with Gromyko, and he'll sign four of the agreements, including all several areas. Two big ones are SALT and the nuclear one. And the Middle East is still a cliffhanger. All right.
prices, we got into cool it in the meetings, cool it in Solomon's Station to the extent that he can, and agree as best as we can to keep the arms race out of control. Now, these are enormously great goals, and nothing that happens in Washington, nothing else. I don't care if I'm impeached by the Congress. I got to get this done. This is the play. It's more important than the first time. It's also got to last. After that, though, the play then comes Rogers and her decision. If Rogers were to leave, you have the problems to having somebody else to speak. There would be an advantage, actually, for Rogers to leave and for a new man to come in and speak for a while with Kissinger still here, due to the fact that he knows the gun that much. For example, we got the European summit coming in October, and that is well underway and so forth. The problem there is, quite candidly, is that Henry is an impossible son of a bitch for anybody to work with. He's tough as it is. It isn't all Roger's fault. Henry was difficult, he found it difficult, so. However, what I visualize, and this I visualize by the end of the year, as we get after the European summit, what you have to do is to have a Secretary of State who is Secretary of State, and the NSC would be a Scowcroft, in other words, a service organization over here to pull all these goddamn things together and all state. Now, what you see here is that we're looking at a situation as to a move on the state in July, or a move on the state a little later, maybe August or something like that, before the European summit. Now, all of this has to be worked, but it would have to be with the idea in mind. It has to be the idea in mind, and this is going to be just a very, very difficult to handle. Kissinger realizes that he will not leave, because you can't keep Kissinger and a big man Secretary of State. No big man is ever going to be Secretary of State with Henry over here in the White House. The only other thing you can do is put Henry in the Secretary of State. And that presents problems. So there is a problem as we see it there. I know that state is the key to the whole thing, but I think I have to tell you why it is I can't move on state now. I can't do it because it will knock down a lot of everything.
Well, you obviously can't.
And I want to do it, John, but in mind, what I had in mind was this, frankly. What I had in mind was to ask you to be Secretary of State. Now, but remember I said this isn't the time. I want you to get, well, for example, right now we're going to screw the Southeast Asia and everything like that, maybe sort of. But beyond that, the major reason is that we're in the middle of stuff that you couldn't possibly, undertake at this point. You just couldn't get into it. I mean, the Russian part, the European part, you could do that, no problem. That isn't until October. But what I meant is we've got this period from now until June into July 1st. The point is, though, I do not want you even to have it in the back of your mind. And I understand you don't want anything. I understand all that. But I know what you ought to do. I don't want you to have a state even in the back of your mind, except in the circumstances where Kissinger's role would be temporary. Because you and Kissinger would not get along. When I say you wouldn't get along, you'd get along reasonably well. But goddammit, what I would have in mind, the Secretary of State then becomes what I have in mind for the state in the last 3 years, John, is a Dulles, basically. You see, where Dulles actually was a man that came in, like Kissinger comes in to see me now, and he'd come in and say, like, well, the defense budget is too high, or the CIA is screwing around, or this or that. See? So that's what I had in mind. Well, I just want to put it in the back of your head, and I want you to keep it there and I don't want you to rule it out.
Because it's very important to the country.
Well, I thought the state, that's one of the primary, not for any reason other than that it was the biggest of the building blocks that
people think of.
That people think of, and we need to start a rebuilding process. And, but it's not that critical to rebuild. You can